Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild evening across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a calm night, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, earlier today, thousands of missiles, hundreds of billions of dollars, and regional interest in achievements. Summary of Operation Lion's Roar shows Iranian recovery efforts at their peak, following a ceasefire and a deal between Iran and the U.S. Also, from Mariv, earlier today, minutes before the ceasefire, the IDF conducted a complex operation in Lebanon. Special forces parachuted onto the Christophany Ridge, a key strategic position. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports the IDF will continue attacks on Hezbollah in southern Lebanon despite a ceasefire. The Litani River is seen as a strategic line if Lebanon fails to disarm Hezbollah. Separately, from JNS, earlier today, Democratic senators, including Bernie Sanders, question Israel's role in the development of a Gaza stablecoin. They express concerns over Liron Tankman's record on privatizing humanitarian functions. And finally, Axios reports, earlier today, Donald Trump expects an Iran deal in a day or two, feeling optimistic about the outcome. Here's what people are saying online. Nicole Lampert, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that malicious plans to jail dual British-Israeli citizens for serving in the IDF have been dismissed in court. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Middle East analyst, wrote just now that the Lebanese view negotiations as necessary for a ceasefire, not peace, questioning the purpose if a pause is already in place. Erez Yacobi, a commentator, shared 19 minutes ago that Lebanese citizens physically removed a Hezbollah flag from a car, signaling their discontent with Iran and its proxies. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Operation Lion's Roar, Walla reports that the ceasefire and emerging deal between Iran and the U.S. have led the IDF to conclude that Iranian recovery efforts are at their highest. This development highlights the ongoing regional arms race and the potential for destabilization. Turning to the IDF's operation in Lebanon, Mariv details the strategic significance of the Christophany Ridge near Mount Dov. The IDF's operation underscores the complexity of military operations in the region and the challenges of maintaining a ceasefire amid ongoing tensions. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights the IDF's continued strikes on Hezbollah positions despite the ceasefire. This decision reflects Israel's security strategy and the fragile nature of the current ceasefire agreement, which could impact future diplomatic efforts. In political news, JNS reports on the concerns raised by Democratic senators about Israel's involvement with the Gaza stablecoin. Their letter to the U.S., Secretary of State underscores the complexities of ensuring humanitarian aid reaches those in need without exacerbating tensions. On the diplomatic front, Axios notes Trump's optimism about a potential Iran deal. His confidence suggests a possible shift in U.S.-Iran relations, which could have significant implications for regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports Zoharan Mamadani is shaking up New York's wealthy with a proposed tax on luxury apartments. Donald Trump has launched a verbal attack against this move, highlighting tensions in U.S. real estate markets. Separately, from Globes, the strong shekel has significantly reduced returns for Israel's sovereign wealth fund. While the fund saw 18.4% returns in U.S. dollars in 2025, this shrank to 3.8% in shekel terms, affecting national financial strategies. And finally, CTEC reports that Artemis has raised $70 million just 6 months after its launch. The Israeli cybersecurity startup focuses on AI-driven attacks, showcasing innovation and growth in Israel's tech sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.